Hey everybody, welcome to Small Steps for Better Health. This is a podcast series we are doing on small, easy things we can all do to improve our health. Today we are on small step number 4, and the action item is to spend time with someone who lifts your spirits. My name is Jeannie Alice Bruce. I'm a social media specialist in the marketing department at North Mississippi Health Services, and I am joined today by a representative from our behavioral health center, Clark Hunt. Clark, thank you so much for joining us today. Will you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and what you do.
Sure. Thanks for having me. My name is Clark Hunt. I'm a counselor at the Behavioral Health Center. We do outpatient counseling, and I also work with our intensive outpatient program.
Okay, great. How long have you worked here?
Coming up on 2 years.
Okay, great. Good deal. Well, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate your time. So when life gets busy, it is really easy to neglect friendships and relationships, especially those outside our nuclear family. But, you know, the research shows that strong relationships and strong social connections are an important predictor of happiness and a healthy life. So can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think having good social support is a really strong factor in people's mental well-being and emotional well-being. So something that we always try to encourage and foster are those, you know, social connectedness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, has a really good indicator of our own mental health, mm-hmm. whether we have that or not.
Yeah. And do you see that in your practice, like that somebody who has those strong social connections or those strong relationships versus somebody who doesn't, the difference there?
Yeah, we do. And sometimes when people have that social support, it's something that we want to make sure that they're using and, mm-hmm. and taking advantage of. And sometimes we, you know, discuss about better ways of maybe using that support, maybe reaching out more, some of the things we might get into here in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. About steps to take to really use that social support and make sure that the people in our lives that are supportive know the best way to support us. So
right.
Sometimes we have supportive people, but we may need to make sure that we're communicating to them the best, you know, ways that we need to be supported or how they could support us better. And then other times when people may not have much social support, we do know how, you know, important that is, in outcomes of treatment. So, definitely try to, look at ways that they can build that social support, in their life.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. So, you know, building those relationships and having those strong social connections, ideally, that's something we could build while life is good and not when we're in mental health crisis, you know. So we want to encourage people to make this a priority now, you know, and build those relationships even when it's, when you're not, you know, in the middle of a crisis and you're not now in desperate need of that support.
Absolutely.
And so let's talk about some ways that people can do that. Can you give us some ideas of, because especially as an adult, making friends is hard. And, you know, when you're not in school or you're not, you know, living in your college dorm or whatever, where you have built-in friends, it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some ways people can, some easy actionable ways that people can start to grow their social network and strengthen their relationships?
Yeah, and you made a good point that sometimes life is busy. We all have busy lives. And so, you know, prioritizing that is really important. So,
right.
And just thinking of it as kind of prioritizing our mental health in that way, like
right.
why we do need to take the time and effort and make commitments to engage with other people socially, and seeing that as being beneficial to our mental health. And that's why we want to prioritize it.
Right.
The kind of importance of that, but some steps to take, you know, if there's a friend or a family member maybe that you haven't reached out to in a while, taking a moment just to reach out to them and check on them and see how they're doing. Had an experience last night of the same thing. A family member I hadn't talked to in a while called on her birthday and got to connect and just share together. And you know, it was a good just kind of moment of connection there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes we think of having social support or interactions is like, hey, it's got to be a best friend and we got to do this fun thing together.
Right.
And, but often it can just be like those small connections that, yes. that matter and build up. So, you know, going out and having a good time with a friend is important, but also kind of getting more creative in the way that we see social interactions and connections, like just in those moments.
That's a really good point. I think some people think about friendships and they think about, you know, a weekly hours long brunch or a girls trip or whatever.
And
that's great. Those are great things to do, but it doesn't have to be that much of a time commitment. It can be a phone call on your way home from work.
So, trying to maybe just get coffee or lunch together, or go on a walk together. Mm-hmm. Community park around here is a good place to do that. You know, going to do activities together, especially if it's something that might be a tough thing to go do and have somebody there to support you in that. Or if it's doing something to have some accountability as well. Kind of sharing our goals with other people. And when they know about them, we tend to want to follow through with them better and kind of help each other and support each other in that way. So, you know, a lot of times we think of reaching out for the other person, but it's kind of a mutual thing. And being able to support each other and our, you know, behavioral health goals or whatever they may be. So that's, you know, just reaching out, maybe to somebody you haven't spoken to in a while. Trying to keep those social interactions positive. So, you know, asking questions about their life and what they have going on and using those good active listening skills of showing empathy and being able to reflect back to the other person, you know, what you hear them saying and to show that you are listening and care. And sometimes venting is good, but venting to a certain point is probably not so good. So being able to kind of keep it, you know, positive and in those ways too, it kind of turns our focus from more of an inward focus to an outward focus when we're asking about how other people are doing. And so often we can get kind of consumed by our own lives and what we have going on, our own problems and issues. So, checking in with other people and what they have going on in their life kind of helps us, you know, focus more on others instead of ourselves, which can be good sometimes.
And that would help strengthen that relationship, you know, being a good listener, being there for that person, but also helps us to not be, to your point, as inwardly focused, you know, realizing that there are other people with things going on too. And that may be a good point to mention. Put your phone down if you can. When you're spending time with somebody else, don't be absorbed in your social media feed.
So, if you do take the time to go out to dinner with somebody and they're having fun, putting the phone away, leaving it in the car, or setting it aside and not checking the phone while you're doing those things. So
that's good. What about some other ways? You know, maybe there may be some people who are listening to this who don't even have those people they could reach out to, you know, that maybe they need to meet some people. So what about that? What are some ways we can meet people that maybe have similar interests or similar life phases as us?
So any kind of community event would be good to attend. And, you know, whether that's sporting or theater or music, or, you know, going to an art gallery, cooking class, volunteering, things like that, where I think, as you mentioned, is, you know, when you're at different phases in life, it can be harder to meet people. So having some kind of similar common interest that why people are there kind of takes some of that social awkwardness and pressure off to like, oh, we're here, you know, to go to this art gallery opening. And so you have something to talk about with other people there.
And
there's a way to connect around whatever that topic is. And so, just finding things that you're interested in and taking advantage of those and getting to know the people there. I think, you know, volunteering is always a good way of doing that as well. And being able to meet the other people that you are volunteering with, but also whatever that cause is and the people that you're serving in that community and getting to know those people and building those relationships as well.
Yeah, those are great ideas. You know, another thing we could mention is there are lots of churches in our area, and, you know, church is a great place to meet people too, if that's something that interests you.
Yeah, and so attending those religious services, and you know, a lot of times with the church, one of the good things about that is they do offer, you know, different small groups or just ways mm-hmm. of getting involved or getting connected with the community and the service that they do, or just family nights, things like that. That's you know, the community of it is a lot of the reason sometimes people are, you know, attracted to that. So good way to meet people and connect as well.
Perfect. So thank you. So I just want to say, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're following along with our small steps, so the next 2 weeks, your goal is to incorporate any of the above into your weekly routine. Don't let it be overwhelming. You don't have to suddenly have, you know, 15 best friends that you talk to every day, but make it a priority to reach out and make those social connections. Prioritize your relationships and your social network. It will go a long way in improving your physical and your mental health. And don't get discouraged. You know, if you go to an event and you don't meet somebody, don't let that make you shut down and not want to keep trying. You know, keep trying, try something different, and make this a priority. Clark, is there anything else you want to add to our conversation today before we wrap it up?
I would just encourage people to use their social support, and mm-hmm. and if it's lacking, to build it up, and just knowing that it's just a good thing for their mental health mm-hmm. and well-being. And as you said, more of a preventative thing, mm-hmm. And just seeing it as overall kind of taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can see that as a just kind of an extra thing to do, or if I have time for it, but right. really prioritizing that and seeing social connection as a necessity.
Yes.
And something we all need to thrive.
Great. Thank you so much. So everybody, we will be back in 2 weeks with another Small Step for Better Health. Thank you so much for joining us. Follow along on our social media pages. Not when you're at dinner with friends making social connections. Don't look at our social media accounts then. But other times, follow along on social media. Sign up for our e-newsletter where we will have more education and more support for these small steps for better health. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of your day.